Joining me live over the air today with the monthly report from the Starbody Arts Council, that's Lexi Weber. Lexi, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I appreciate your time as always and an update on what's happening with the Arts Council. Always a lot going on, and you guys are involved in the big Alpine Winter Jubilee this year, right?
Yes, we are. I just want to draw attention to it because I don't know that many people know about it where it's an Alpine, but anyone is absolutely welcome to go. It will be held on Friday, January 31st and Saturday, February 1st. And on Friday evening, there will be a hot dog roast and a light parade and some fire dancers that are coming over from Lava. I think that sounds really cool, especially in the dark. It would just be really neat. And then on Saturday, there will be a family sledding event. And then that evening, there's a casino night at the Civic Center. And the casino night, it costs $40 to attend. And it's a fundraiser for a local scholarship fund. And like I said, anyone is welcome to attend these things. And they all sound really fun. The Arts Council is involved because we have organized a snow sculpture contest that goes that week. The sculptors work during the week and have their pieces finished by the Friday of that event so that the sculptures will be on display at the Civic Center lawn as everyone is gathering around for those events. And we've rounded up some really great artists. We're probably going to have 6 to 8 sculptures, and we're really excited to see how they turn out because these artists are good at what they do.
I'm pretty stoked for it. We're going to have a sculpture there, SVI will. We have the great cartoonist Val Chadwick Bagley doing ours, and I think it's going to be really cool. Different this year, right? All the sculptures are going to be in one central location rather than spread throughout town, correct?
Yes, and they used to be just really, really big, and the businesses' employees would have to be the ones carving them. And so this year we have artists that are doing it. They're smaller. They're more life-size, 4x4x6 or what the blocks start as. But being able to get up close and personal and just really see the details, I think that'll be fun for people.
Absolutely. So the Alpine Winter Jubilee comes up in a couple weekends from now. It's Friday, January 31st, and then Saturday, February 1st. So 2 weeks from tomorrow, the Alpine Winter Jubilee. And go check out the snow sculptures. Looking forward to the Arts Council heading up the snow sculpture portion of it. Lexi Weber with the Starbody Arts Council this morning. Lexi, you mentioned this last month. We had you on the portrait workshop coming up in March. Remind us about it.
Yes, it's a week-long oil portrait workshop. The dates are March 10th through 14th, and it goes from 8 to 5 every day. I've been surprised at how much interest we've had in this one because the other workshops we've held, they have a lot of great information, but it's hard to get people to be willing to try them out. You know, people are nervous or they feel like they're too much of a beginner. But this one has so much interest. In fact, I think we might actually fill up to the point no one else can join us. So I just want to make sure that if anyone is interested, even though we have 2 months before this workshop, it is already more than halfway full. So register soon if that's something you want to do. We also have a very limited amount of scholarships available, and that's because of a generous grant from the Alpine Tourism Board. And so we have more information about the workshop and the scholarships on our website.
Excellent. So go check that out at the starbodyarts.org for the portrait workshop, March 14th through the 20th, and get registered before it fills up. I think this is something new that's been added. At least we haven't talked about it on the air yet. The Classical Night of Music in April. What's this about?
Yeah, we just came up with this last week. But we thought it would be really fun to have an event with just classical music, and it would be local talent mostly. We might invite some other regional artists to join us, but we have a lot of really great classical musicians here, and we don't hear that specific genre a lot. So we thought it would be fun to organize an event just for this kind of thing. And it won't just be vocal. We'll have some instrumental things in there too. But we have it planned at the Ford Theater on Saturday, April 19th. Janet Erickson is the one that's spearheading this. I personally love classical music. I can't wait for it. I keep thinking about Daniel Lechner's performance at The Vocalist. And just having a chance to hear that kind of music, it's emotional. It's wonderful. So I'm excited.
Absolutely.
So, if anyone listening is interested in performing, you can absolutely reach out to us. We can put you on the list. A good way to get a hold of us is through our website or sending an email to hello@starvalleyarts.org.
Maybe a Daniel Lechner performance 2.0.
Yeah, I want him to do that exact same one. I want to hear it again really bad.
I wouldn't complain at all. I really wouldn't complain one little bit. Lexi, that sounds fantastic as well. April 19th for that classical night of music at the Afton Ford Theater, all hosted by the Starvalley Arts Council. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air today?
I guess it would be good for people to put on their calendars the children's theater that we always do in the summer at the Ford Theater. Because of a couple things going on in the town of Afton, for example, the Freedom Festival, and then there's a youth trek going on in June also, we are going to start earlier, maybe the beginning of May, and have a few scattered rehearsals during May after school, rather than starting completely after the school year ends. So I know that a lot of people really love that program, so it's good for them to be aware that's going to change a little bit this year.
Okay, good to know. We'll watch for more details on that as well coming up with the performances. That's Lexi Weber, Executive Director of the Starvalley Arts Council. Lexi, thank you very much, and look forward to those sculptures at the Alpine Winter Jubilee in a couple weeks.